It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Thousands of performers have seen their careers put on hold since the pandemic began, but as WNYC's Arun Venugopal reports, a few have managed to earn some cash and make use of their art in a deeply moving way.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Think of all those shuttered shows across the city. Broadway, off-Broadway, late-night basement bars. And then think of all that incredible talent just waiting to be tapped once again.
Hello, my name is Kimberly Chatterjee.
My name is Jenny Barber.
Hi, I'm Mylinda Ho.
My name is Deontay Goodman, singer, actor, songwriter, you know, just living.
These are highly accomplished performers. They've been in Wicked, Hamilton, 42nd Street. But then the pandemic hit.
Being in a pandemic as an artist is sort of shell-shocking.
You want to sing to someone that's not your cat, maybe.
There's a moment of where you're like, oh, am I ever going to do the thing that I love to do again?
All of them have been out of work for over a year. They've lost their income, health insurance, sense of purpose. But in December, Jenny Barber and her friend G.T. Hederman, a theater director, launched a generous act, Singing Telegrams, sung over the phone by amazing singers. The singers were wary.
You know, when you think about a traditional singing telegram that knock, knock, knock shows up on your door and it's a crazy gorilla suit or it's a tap dancing nut job and your neighbors are looking, your coworkers are mocking you, that sounds awful.
And archaic. But then the orders started coming in. $30 for a performance, 20 of which goes to the singer, the rest for the actor's fund and overhead. And the performers were completely caught off guard by the power of singing over a phone to one person, a stranger on the other end of the line.
Don't we have fun?
It just felt like a really lovely, non-judgmental, tiny sugar bomb of joy.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime,
to have the opportunity to work on a song, think about lyrics, think about melody, think about your audience, think about what they would enjoy. It really is like a flower blossoming again in the dank, dank, dark hole in your heart.
These are all public domain songs, old-timey songs from the early days of Broadway that feel remarkably timely again.
Things that you have planned need a helping hand.
Kimberly Chatterjee recalls singing A Christmas Carol.
I can't actually remember which song it was, but it was a mother and her son had requested it for her. And she, at the end, started crying. And it makes me a little bit emotional because she wasn't going to be able to see him for the holidays because she was lonely.
Think of artists, the people who help us feel, even through a pandemic, as first responders of a different kind. We need them. We need one another.
I think we're craving not only just other people, but we're craving like intimacy. We are craving people to really see us and hear us and listen to us.
And now these performers are hoping to return to the stage and share what they've honed since childhood.
Give my regards to Broadway.
Remember their art. And these songs have reminded them of the city that lured them in the first place.
At 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
It is at once the city where they struggle and the dreamscape, now out of reach.
Give my regards to Broadway. I've never thought of that song as something that would make me tear up. But you talk about, like, give my regards to Broadway, like, remember me to Herald Square, tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. I mean, it makes me so, it makes me sad.
And one day, surely, this will all end.
When I think about going into a theater the first time for a walkthrough, oh, just like sobbing, we're all going to hold hands, we're going to sob and sob.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too.
I still have that moment once a year where I'm like, oh my God, I live in New York City, I'm an actor, and I'm doing it.
So far, the singers of A Generous Act have performed around 175 singing telegrams, with more to come. They're all waiting for the city they love to return. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.
To and fro, and tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy.